said Granny.
Yes, I already said. I didn't mean the people. I meant the kingdom.
Granny explained. Nanny interrupted a few times with brief questions. It didn't occur to her to doubt anything she heard. Granny Weatherwax never made things up. At the end of it, she said,
Well, my feelings exactly. Fancy that. Quite so. And what did the animals do then? Went away. It had brought them here. It let them go. No one ate anyone else? Not where I saw. Funny thing. Right enough.
Nanny Ogg stared at the setting sun.
I don't reckon a lot of kingdoms do that sort of thing, she said. You saw the theatre. Kings and such are killing one another the whole time. Their kingdoms just make the best of it. How come this one takes offence all of a sudden? It's been here a long time, said Granny. So's everywhere, said Nanny,
and added, with the air of a lifetime student,
Everywhere's been where it is ever since it was first put there. It's called geography. That's just about land, said Granny. It's not the same as a kingdom. A kingdom is made up of all sorts of things. Ideas, loyalties, memories. It all sort of exists together. And then all these things create some kind of life. Not a body kind of life, more like a living idea. Made up of everything that's alive and what they're thinking. And what the people before them thought.
McGrath reappeared and began to lay the fire with an air of one in a trance.
I can see you've been thinking about this a lot, said Nanny,
speaking very slowly and carefully.
And this kingdom wants a better king. Is that it? No. That is... Yes, look.
She leaned forward.
It doesn't have the same kind of likes and dislikes as people, right?
Nanny Ogg leaned back.
Well, it wouldn't, would it?
She ventured.
It doesn't care if people are good or bad. I don't think it could even tell, any more than you could tell if an ant was a good ant. But it expects the king to care for it. Yes, but,
said Nanny wretchedly. She was becoming a bit afraid of the gleam in Granny's eye.
Lots of people have killed each other to become King of Loncra. They've done all kinds of murder. Don't matter! Don't matter! Said Granny, waving her arms.
She started counting on her fingers.
For why? She said. One, kings go around killing each other because it's all part of destiny and such, and doesn't count as murder. And two... They killed for the kingdom. That's the important bit. But this new man just wants the power. He hates the kingdom.
It's a bit like a dog, really, said McGrath. Granny looked at her with her mouth open to frame some suitable retort, and then her face softened.
Very much like, she said. A dog doesn't care if its master's good or bad, just so long as it likes the dog. Well, then, said Nanny. No one and nothing likes Felmet. What are we going to do about it? Nothing. You know we can't meddle. You saved that baby, said Nanny. That's not meddling. Have it your way, said Nanny. But maybe one day he'll come back. Destiny again. And you said we should hide the crown. It'll all come back, mark my words. Hurry up with that tea, McGrath. What are you going to do about the burgers? Said Granny. I told them they'll have to sort it out themselves. Once we use magic, I said it'd never stop. You know that. Right, said Granny,
but there was a hint of wistfulness in her voice.
I'll tell you this, though, said Nanny. They didn't like it much. They was muttering when they left.
McGrath blurted out, You know the fool who lives up at the castle?
Little man.